This is the final Friday morning in May, and as summer nears, Morning Edition is getting in touch with what's growing in America's farms, gardens, and countryside. Over the next few months, we'll be sampling the incredible variety at farmers' markets and roadside stands, and we start with a specialty of New England. That's where people search moist meadows and muddy riverbanks for an early but fleeting sign of spring. The furled baby fern, or fiddlehead, looks like the scrolled top of a violin and tastes like asparagus. Charlotte Albright followed a chef to one of his foraging spots.
A steady rain is falling on this raw, misty morning in the rugged corner of Vermont known as the Northeast Kingdom. Disappointing news for tourists, maybe, but ideal conditions for harvesting the delicacy they stock on restaurant menus. Ryan O'Malley is the chef at Elements Restaurant in St. Johnsbury. Now he is leading me through a wet field away from a highway towards Joe's Brook. This is the mother lode of fiddleheads.
And you can find these new shoots. Generally what happens is they grow up in the center of the patch, and then they mature spreading out. So often you can find concentric rings around the center of the patch that are just now offering up new shoots.
Fiddlehead pickers often learn from their elders how to spot the many varieties that are safe to eat. Most amateur cooks just wash them well, boil them for about 3 minutes, splash them with butter and lemon, and serve them up as soon as possible after bringing them home. In his restaurant kitchen, though, O'Malley adds a few savory ingredients and a couple more steps for his mouth-watering recipe.
Well, it's a fiddlehead and cavatelli dish with duck confit. Nice little full-flavored dish, and when we have it on the menu, we call it the duck and fiddle.
He quickly sautés the preserved duck with wild onions, bathes it with a buttery white wine sauce, and tosses in the parboiled bite-sized pasta and the glistening green fiddleheads.
And I call that lunch.
After a few ambrosial bites, I call it investigative journalism. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in northeastern Vermont.
And you can investigate Chef O'Malley's fiddlehead dish in your own kitchen. Find the recipe at NPR.org.
Thank you.